Thank you. I'm always glad and happy to bring unto you the that I have received from our Father, Yahweh. Now, I did tell you that I would be different, a special person, one that you need to know something about. Now, if you know, I pinpointed that by saying a special. And I requested you to go to them, all of them that you know have been in this point from one time to the other, and that are now delinquent, and try to persuade them to come back. Now, if I attempted to give that message tonight, then what I would have to do would be to recruit. I would acknowledge that you, Alan, got around to the place, more particularly in this year, 1970, where you could learn one thing in particular. As Joshua and Messiah said. Now you listen to what I'm saying. Sent to the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, Zelotes. In other words, he said to the Pharisees, who have followed him around such one place and another and observed what he's done and his disciples. And they saw that he did perform things that none of them could, and no man had ever done. Now they saw that. That was expressed by Nicodemus when he said, Rabbi or Master. So now we know. Now who did he have reference to when he said we know? Well, let me tell you who he had reference. He had reference to this Sanhedrin Council that was composed of Nicodemus, Beth, John. No, I'm not talking about John the Baptist. J.B. and Gamaliel. And just quite a few of them. In other words, there were seven of them all together involved in that council that they held up in Jerusalem. And on that council, they were the characterized as the masters of Israel, the teachers, the masters of. Now, it originated from this 70 back here. And while I'm on that story, that is what the papacy had tried to do, was to appoint cardinals and whatnot and bring this number up. You understand, when they die off or for some reason, you know, that it becomes complete or inefficient and necessitates an appointment of some more cardinals. Now, cardinals are way out next to the Pope. So then what they try to do is keep that advisory council and that instructive council, they try to keep it up to par. And that originated from the idea of these 70 elders back here and the Sanhedrin Council. See, in other words, it's a comic.
Right.
You see, I want you to see what I'm talking about. Now, of that claim, Nicodemus was one of them, and he went to Messiah by night. And he said, now, look, Master, we know. Now, you see who the we is.
Right.
It's the Sanhedrin Council. So now we know that you're teaching. So now we know that. But teaching comes from Yahweh. Well, how do you know that? Well, it says because no man can do the miracles which you do except Yahweh be with him. Now that's how we know it. Now let me say something about the miracles. See, he went around and healed the sick of all kinds of diseases, didn't they? Don't give me what kind it was. See? And
all kinds of miracles he performed at the Sanhedrin Council. They had to recognize, even though they did not wish to endorse him. See, but they had to recognize the fact, you understand, that Yahweh was with him. But now we know it because no man can do the miracles which you do except Yahweh be with him. Now, I'm set that to say this. Out of all of the doctrines and the false illusions and all, now Israel had quite a few of them. False teachers and false prophets, they came along. And people followed them all. And that what come to know. It went down. Now, in this group, as I have tried my best to point out to you, that I can't do nothing. And I'm no smarter than nobody else. You understand? I'm just as Paul said, be it. So why do you want me to be in Europe? Because I am a Europe. Now that's why I want to be like me, is because I'm like you. Messiah himself called him a super dog. He said, no, I can't do nothing. My father in me, he does the work. Now, here's a cardinal point that I want to bring up that you say. Now, Nicodemus called him Master, Rabbi, and quite frequent, somebody would run up to him of that Sanhedrin council and try to interrogate and catechize or ask him questions because they wanted to show how smart they were and to trap him in his words, mm-hmm. or to make a fool out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now listen to what I'm saying to you. Every last one of them he could perceive.
Right. That's right.
Right. He could perceive why they asked him that question. Mm-hmm. And the question was an attempt to tempt him. You understand what I mean? And they thought that they were his. Now, bear in mind that there is people that come from every walk of life into this group. And they want to, when an opportunity presents itself, to ask some kind of a question. And it is not all the time that they seek information. See? It's not that at all. You see? They don't want to know. See? Well, to you who don't know the difference, I want to let you know how I do. I don't care how humble you try to appear in your presence. Hey, I don't know. Why do you call me Lord and Master? And then do not the things I say. You get it?
Yes.
Now, for example, we'll say this. So you can catch more. Now, if we say we have a meeting, a special meeting for your special benefit, you see. Whereas the apostles say this, forsake, talking to the Jews too,
right.
in Hebrew.
That's right.
Forsake not to assemble yourselves together. As the manner or custom of some are. Now listen. And much more as you see the day approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't forsake to assemble yourselves together. As the manner of some is. And much more you see the day approaching. Now, just a thought. Now I'll tell you. Come on down. Bring your friends. Bring your enemies. Let's fill this place up. You can sit and listen all the time. Well, now, when I say that to you, see, you can take it with a grain of salt. And then you don't know no better than to come back and hand me somebody else some flimsy kind of an excuse for disobedience or don't obey the command.
Do you all understand what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Now, I have told you this. I told it to you, I don't know how many times you told. I'm getting sick of it myself. Getting good and sick of it. I told you that Yahweh, the Lord, caught me up to the third heaven. And I saw things. I heard things. In other words, as the Apostle Paul said, I come to visions and revelations.
Right.
And it is hard, irrespective and regardless of what language you speak in, to impart it. The clear, concise understanding to someone else. And that's a hard thing to do under any conditions and circumstances. All right. Now, with that being the case, and I have asked you to step back there and be quiet. Keep the children quiet. Now, nothing is not going to be revealed to you, and you just sitting up there chewing gum and nudging somebody else and whistling all around and letting feet down against the floor and all this different kind of thing. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Now, when we impart all of them instructions to you and tell you all of them things, you should take heed. Now, one other thing I want to mention here before I go any further. Now, if I've made a statement like that, see? Now, you ought to, at least, sit there and listen to my story. See? To see, now, that's where the Corinthians is, the Grecians is. They designated it. And they expected to hear some babbler come along and say something, you know, that they hadn't heard nothing about before. Up in Mars Hill and Happy Street. And they were noted philosophers.
Right.
See? And they sat still and gave your attention. Did you give attention to what you said. Now listen, folks. Now we're talking about having the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to conduct and to behave ourselves in society. Some of us don't even have good manners.
Right.
That's right. We just don't have good manners. Not manners of us to know how to conduct ourselves in the congregation of this gentleman. Now you may want to abuse me for saying these things. But now, if there was a time, when you should give heed to the things which you hear, as we said again to the Hebrew, let it end time, you let it flick. And some root of bitterness springing up in somebody. These offenses must come. Some root of bitterness springing up in somebody. Whereby many be divided or progressive.
You know what I mean?
Now, you that come here all the time, If you're going to jump up and say, well, look, I don't think Dr. Henry should have said this or said that or said the other, you see, because thus and so forth and so on, or for some reason, you understand? And you're saying this a lot of times to some new person or some day, you see. See, if you're going to bring an accusation against me, you get the point? Because I discerned in satanic spirit incarnated in physical body, right. Five to warn you about that. Well, what do you expect the other thought? If you're going to tell that. Now, do you see still what I'm going to get more? Now, you're supposed to be my help. Want to mention something else to you that I think is absolutely necessary. I'm going to repeat it many times. There is no one in this building, not a one, from nowhere. But what has been indoctrinated kind of a religious concept.
Right.
Everybody has. Somebody said, not me, yes, you. You may not realize it, but you have. Satan indoctrinates everybody with something. See? Well, no, no, I'm an atheist. Well, you're just unaware of what's going on. Get on. Now somebody, indeed, they would hear me now. Now you listen to what I'm saying. They've been out there and they've got any different organizations that come up in front of here in the last few years.
Right.
And now here they come running in here. You understand? Telling me something about somebody else off somewhere, you understand? Now you expect me to go along with that. Now listen, folks, if I did, if I went along with it, then I would deny my calling. Now why would I say that? I just got done telling you that Yahweh brought me up there, and now if I'm going to go along with you, then I'm a liar.
If I say he got me up there,
see? Now when Joshua and the Messiah come along, he told the Pharisees and the scribes and them, said, now I didn't come to be ministered unto, but the minister. Do you understand? Now why should I sit down and listen to a long gone off story about some hypocrite preacher or some so-called you understand? Why should I say that? Why waste my time for that?
Get going.
Listen, I'm unconvertible.
See? Now that at least ought to clear out some of it. See, do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. You can't convert me to nothing.
Right.
See, somebody wants to come along and tell me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said.
Mm-hmm. You
see what I mean? Now, this is claimed that he is a reincarnation of the previous Elijah. That sin in a chariot firing through his mantle back on. He
likes
it. Now this is what I'm going to say. He can't tell me nothing.
All right.
That's right.
Get the
point? Now, if that's real life, in fact, that can't tell me nothing. What do you think I think about somebody talking about they had a reincarnation or something?
Morning. Go ahead
and pull out a lot of something. Moses can't tell me nothing. I'm trying to discourage you from trying.
So you can save your time.
Now, why did I say that? Because the self-same Yahweh.
That's right.
It's in me. But it's in everything else.
And it was in all the rest of it.
Quiet.
Now you bear that in mind and respect that. And you do well. And it's time to open up your eyes a few seconds.
That's right.
Now try every kind of way you can think of to find words to make those things make you conscious of. Now let me try one more time. I'll ask you these questions. Who do you know? You tell me something about who you know. That has did any greater work on this earth than what Yahweh has done through me. I'll go take my seat and sit down and shut up and never have nothing more to say. That's right. I won't have no more to say. You can show me somebody in history. Take it as far back as close up as you want to. It don't make me no difference. Now I'm asking you to indeed think, to pay attention to what I try to tell you from time to time. You understand? Now this is some of the things that you're going to have to do. This is what you have to do. You have to unload your mind with all that trash and all satanic influences and darkness, which all of us have been loaded, haven't we?
Right.
Take it on to the dump.
Now, you're not going to get a thing from y'all until you do that. I want you to know. Second chapter of First Corinthians. And the last three or four verses there. Now you tell me somebody that has the ability to do this. And then I'm going to sit down again. All right, read.
That's a natural man.
Now listen, folks.
You better hold that.
The 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, and the 10th verse.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas.
Now they've had this conclave or this meeting. All the apostles were in
attendance. By night
unto Berea. So then now, they depart from one another. And they sent these away, you understand, from the rest of the brothers, when the congregation broke up. Now, then they can go somewhere to preach. See? So now, what happened?
Who's coming there?
Well, we have lost the continuity of thought. Repeat.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas. Read on.
By night unto Berea.
By night unto Berea.
Who coming there? Went into the synagogue of the Jews.
If they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Not Gentiles. All right.
These were more noble. Than those in Thessalonica.
Now you have two epistles here written to the Thessalonians. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But these in the rear were more notable than them in Thessalonica. then that they
received... Wait a minute, now that's just what I want to get down to.
You see?
Now what made them more notable
than them at Thessalonica?
Read.
In that they received the word.
In that they received the word.
With all readiness of mind.
With all readiness of mind.
And search the scripture.
And then
you won't do that.
All right.
See? Search the scripture. David. You let somebody come along and tell you something.
Right.
See? For example, you let somebody come along and tell you that the church is ruled by tradition. And there's a vast difference between tradition and scripture. Didn't say they searched tradition, they searched the scripture.
Right.
Now before you got up here, you got the process of your preaching. See? And it says the scripture's on the apostle.
All right.
You wonder what they were saying before.
Did you get it for me? You won't do that. You let some idiot come along and tell you something that is nowhere in the script. And here you come dragging that bone in here. Then as soon as I tell you something, then you all go all the people. For example. See? Idiot in Chicago said that the black man come with the earth 60 trillion years ago. Where do you find that in the scriptures? Then you want to tell me something else? This one or that one and the other one said. You understand? Well, let it find that in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Now listen, folks. This is what the scriptures are. The scriptures are the revelations of Yahweh shown to mankind. And the man just wrote down what Yahweh reveals. And I mean, was looking at it, too.
Right.
Looking at it in a vision, just wrote that down.
All right.
You see? Now, if the scriptures, it comes from Yahweh by inspiration, you understand? And the man is writing it down, then you ought to have business up then to search the scriptures. And if it's not in the scriptures, that's how you've gotten all the trouble that you're in. Because it's not in the scriptures. It's not a revelation from Yahweh. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, I just don't have time to fool that kind of stuff. See? You get it? Now, you can go back.
But the natural man.
Now, this is the second chapter of the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Corinthians are Greeks. And listen, they were the most notable philosophers
there
is in the world.
See?
All right.
But the natural man.
Now, Paul, except him, but the natural man. Now Nicodemus was a natural man. See, and Yahweh, Yahweh told him that he must be born again. He said, now how can these things be? Can a man enter the second time in his mother's woman be born again? Yahweh was like that. Just don't marvel. I don't wonder at what I said. You understand? For you must be born again. See? Now, how do you expect to come in here? You understand? With a lot of carnal-minded junk,
right?
That you got out there from the devil, you understand? Just drag it up in here and you ain't got no scriptures at all. You nothing for it, right? See? Get it? Then you want to start arguing. Why don't you just take a seat and sit down and hope for the best?
If Yahweh will reveal something to you.
Let me tell you this. Now the devil has better sense than that. Lying around about tradition is another. He has better sense than that.
Right.
You want to know where it was and how it was? Well, I'll say real quick. When he went out in the room.
All right.
You understand? To be sent. The devil, 40 days and 40 nights. We're just saying it that way because that's the way it's written in the book.
Right.
He wasn't sent.
That's right.
You understand? It's been better to say it's See, when I said in the room, to be tempted of the devil, 40 days, 40 nights. Now this is what I'm going to say. And you ought to be able to compare one thing with the other. You see? Now the devil was saying, it's written.
Right.
Now here you come, nothing written.
Right.
It's written. And you trying to tell me something about what somebody or some other idiot say. See, you at least ought to do as well as the devil does. You have to make information of this interpretation of the verse. You ought to at least point out something in the book, in the Bible. You see what I mean? But now you don't do that. You come in and say, stop a whole lot of food and talk. And I've never said this to me. That sounds wonderful to them, but it was idiotic to me. And I'm looking, trying to find the place where I come from. See? Have you heard any of them say that? That I'm trying to find where I come from. Then who am I? You see? And what am I here for? That's not a hard question to answer. You see? You want me to tell you where you come from?
Yes.
I mean, give me the first voice. Now, that will save you from further wondering where you come from, right? Hold your finger on what you got, though. Send it back to the 17th chapter of Acts. You see? Read.
For in him we live.
That's right.
For in him we live.
Now, how do you read?
17th chapter, 28th verse.
Well, now, see, all you didn't know that was in there. That's the reason why I asked him to read. See. Now, this is a history. But that doesn't stand in plain words in the history. See, but this is now, we don't have to resort to that. We can go back in and show that.
Right.
You see? This one? What did you say?
For in him we live.
For in Yahweh. We live.
And move.
And move.
And have our being.
Now that's where this thing you got come from here. See? Read on.
As certain also of your own fathers,
have said.
For
we are also his offspring. Now you see that now? Now anybody capable out there in the world to teach you anything ought to know that. Ought not to have you run around and talk about it. I'm looking to try to find out where I come from. He ain't capable of teaching you nothing. See? You understand? Now, he don't know where you come from. He don't know where he come from. And it goes without saying. He don't know where he's going to.
That's right.
Now, let's be sensible about some of these things. Think twice before you come up here with that bunch of junk. See? We're all so what?
It's all.
We're all friends. John 3:16. And that's the reason why on the chapter that still has in philosophy, as you have there, philosophy. The pro genesis. You understand? The definition of the word is this.
instinctive move for the offspring. Now listen to what I'm saying. Now you said the mother, see, loves anybody. See, old hen with some little chickens out there, see. You can go out there and all the she ain't got no little chickens and all she just runs back and get me out of the way, you understand?
Yeah.
But that's true, she's got some little chickens out there, she'll choose you. Why? Because she loves that offspring. See, the whole thing is exhibited and manifested in nature. You see what I'm talking about? Mother risked her life for her child. See? It's just an instinctive love for offspring. You see? Well, now, if we're the offspring of Yahweh through Elohim, you see? Yes,
ma'am? Mm-hmm.
If that's so, then that's got to be proven. All right, proof.
For Yahweh so loved the world.
Now, it comes from him. And Yahweh so loved the world
that he gave his only
begotten Son. Read.
That whosoever
Believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that was Yahweh manifesting his instinctive love for his offspring, right? That's who's ever believed in him, see, should not perish. Of Apollos of Alexandria, Egypt. See? And it is no any further than the baptism of John, or the baptism of repentance. But he was an eloquent and a mighty man in the scriptures.
All right. All right.
See? Now you're talking about scriptural oratory. That boy was eloquent.
So much so.
Until they were saying, I'm a Paul, I'm a Peter, I'm a Peter, I'm a Apostle, I'm a Apostle, Peter, Peter. Now then, the Apostle wants to know who they are. They don't know, he wants to know who they are. And he wants to know who Apostle is.
Yes.
All right, read.
Who then is Paul?
Who then is Saul, or Paul?
And who is Apostle?
Now, who is Apostle?
But ministers by whom ye believe.
They're just ministers by whom you believe.
Even as Yahweh.
Now listen. Even as Yahweh was.
Who then is Paul and who is Apollos?
See, now when you start telling me something about somebody. You see what I'm talking about? How mighty they are. Get the point. I want to know who they are. See, and this is something else I want to know. You read it down a little further. This is what.
Read on that. But ministers by whom you believe.
Now they're just ministers by whom you believe.
Even as Yahweh gave to
every man. Even as Yahweh gave to every man. Now they were ministers by whom you believe.
Well, I have planted Apollos water due to what Yahweh gave the increase.
That's right.
The first chapter there, you don't know. This was all crucified for you.
Lay reading now. That's in the first chapter. All right, now look. Look up here. Was the Pope crucified?
No.
Was Peter crucified?
No.
Was Paul crucified?
No.
You understand? Was Mary crucified?
No.
Was Cardinal Spaker, Cardinal Hitler, Cardinal McIntyre, somebody, were they crucified for you?
No.
Was Henry C. Kennedy crucified for you?
No.
Now I'm laying it on the line, folks. Now they wasn't crucified for you. See, that settles that. Now we just read where he gave his only begotten son. It was definitely going to be nothing. And this is him that was crucified. It wasn't Paul, it wasn't Peter, it wasn't Isaiah, it wasn't Jeremiah, it wasn't Moses, it wasn't Jesus, it wasn't just him. See, did that come up clean?
Yes.
But there are ministers by whom you believe. That was enough. I think I missed it. 1 Timothy 2:5.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you can believe in it, you know, that we left out.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, for one is Yahweh.
Where are you reading?
1 Timothy 2:5.
First, is it in the Bible? 1 Timothy 2:5. Somebody, you know, they still don't understand after you read something out of the Bible. So you read it again.
For one is Yahweh.
For one is Yahweh.
And one mediator.
That you have one mediator. Now get this straight.